This is piggybacking on the conversation we had about family immigration. So we're going back to that. We were talking about I-130s, relationships, and formulating the basis of that. And remember, we're focusing on removal proceedings. So this is adjustment of status as it is available in removal proceedings in front of an immigration judge. But it's the same whether you're going in front of an immigration judge or whether you're going before USCIS. You need to have an immigrant visa immediately available, meaning there has been an I-130 approved or an I-140 approved, and that priority date is current.
We're on tab 10, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, tab 10, and then it's kind of in the middle of the where we left off on the discussion from yesterday. So immigrant visa is immediately available, and if you are the principal, you can apply. If you are the derivative, you can't get any benefit that's better than your principal. In other words, if you are the principal, if this is a preference petition, immediate relatives do not have derivatives. So if it is a spouse, unmarried child under 21, or parent of a U.S. citizen, they must have, everybody has their own separate petition. So you can't be a derivative if the person, if you're an immediate relative. But if it is a preference petition and you're a derivative, your principal has to adjust first. You don't get any better, greater benefit. They must be either concurrently or they have already adjusted before you. You entered legally into the United States and you are an IR. You entered legally and have maintained legal status. That is something that I think people confuse a lot.